I regularly ask potential coaching clients, what do you want? Sometimes they'll say something along the lines of, I'm too scared to say it out loud. What if it doesn't come true? When they finally share their secret desire with me, it sometimes includes walking the stage at their company convention. Then I'm able to let them know that I have a process to make that happen. I've used it myself and with many other leaders to get them into the top 10. I'm working to become more efficient, so I created a guide called 5 Ways to Get in the Top 10 so I could share it with them after the complimentary coaching session. Recently, I realized I didn't have to wait until someone booked a complimentary coaching session with me. I could share it with way more people if I just put it on my website and pointed more people to it. So, if you'd like to know the 5 steps to get into the top 10 at your company, go to badassdirectsalesmastery.com/top-10, and that's T-E-N spelled out. And I'll send you the guide so you can start the process.
Welcome to the Badass Direct Sales Mastery Podcast with your direct sales dom, Jenny Bellinger. Badass Direct Sales Mastery is a podcast for rock star direct sales moms who are determined to make their business kick ass. Jenny will share her knowledge of effective sales and recruiting techniques, tips to get what you want from your business, and will interview direct sales professionals and leaders from various companies. The interviews will give insight to how these rock stars got to where they are and where they plan to grow in the future. And now, the direct sales dom, Jenny Bellinger.
Welcome back to another episode of Badass Direct Sales Mastery. I'm your host, your direct sales dom, Jenny Bellinger, helping you whip your business into shape. And today I have with me for the first time, second time, we have a professional athlete, but our first professional basketball player. Dre Baldwin is currently the CEO and founder of Work On Your Game Incorporated. He has given 4 TEDx talks and authored 33 books. Dre's content has been consumed over 103 million, with an M, million times. His daily Work On Your Game Masterclass has over 2,700 episodes and over 7 million listeners. He had a 9-year professional basketball career playing in 8 different countries. Dre's framework is the roadmap in reverse for professional mindset, strategy, systems, and execution. Welcome to the show, Dre.
Thank you for having me on, Jenny. Hopefully I can live up to that introduction.
I definitely think you can, because if you've been on a TED stage more than once, you're good here. So
all right. Excellent.
Tell the audience about your professional basketball career and how that maneuvered, how you've maneuvered into the world of business.
Well, sure. So if we want to go way back, when I was in college from 2000 to 2004, one day I just responded to a bulletin board ad that said, you want to make some money on the side in the summertime. And this is before athletes could make money from name, image, and likeness. So back in the days, basically, if you were a college athlete, you had 2 jobs. You had to be a full-time student and play your sport, and you were not allowed to make money outside of school. I wanted to make some extra money in the summer. And it turned out that this random guy was doing network marketing. And I went to a couple of the events. And there I got introduced to the concept of personal development and also just some concepts about entrepreneurship and alternative ways of generating income aside from just working a 9-to-5 job, which is all that I knew at the time. So that planted the seed for entrepreneurship, period, in my mind, Jenny. And then I went on to continue to play basketball. And played basketball professionally from 2005 to 2015. But I kept in the back of my mind a couple of things. First of all, it really got me into personal development once I realized what it was, because I was always into reading books on, at the time, they just called it human psychology. I don't know if they were even calling it personal development. But then also through going to that network marketing meeting, a couple of those meetings, was the speakers would always say, go get the books, because if you're going to build a business, you have to build yourself at the same time. And one of those books that I read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And even though I have a 4-year business degree from a university, the things that Robert Kiyosaki talked about in his book were never taught in my college classes. So that planted the seed in my mind that after basketball, because we know sports careers are very short, I knew basketball wouldn't be the rest of my life. I'm going to play it for a period, but when it's done, I'm going to do something else. What's the something else going to be? I said, I'm going to become an entrepreneur. So I always had that in the back of my mind. So about halfway through my career, about 2009, there was a time when the phone just wasn't ringing. So in sports, sometimes the phone's not ringing and there were no calls coming in, no offers coming in. And that's when I really started to focus more on building the brand that became Work On Your Game. So creating content, you know, getting my name out there, the Work On Your Game philosophy. And this was all through, at first, just two basketball players. And I was just extracting the mindset pieces that apply in sports and how they apply to, well, I started talking about how they apply to business because people who were in business started hearing those mindset videos and saying, well, Dre, this stuff applies to me as well as it does to the ball players. So that's how I knew what my transition was going to be, because I always had it in the back of my mind, as I told you. What is that transition going to be to get into entrepreneurship? How am I going to do it? So when the people who were not athletes started hearing my mindset talks and saying, this applies to me too, that's when I said, okay, these are the people who I will serve when I'm done serving the basketball players. So by the time I stopped playing in 2015, I'd already written a couple of books. I already had pretty much the framework of Work On Your Game was laid out at that point, at least the mindset piece of it. I was already creating courses and I had an audience. So My transition from the sports world to the business world was a little bit smoother than it is for the average athlete who is starting at zero the day that they stop playing. The day that I stopped playing, I had already been creating content for 10 years. So I had a little bit different transition period than most athletes do.
Ah, that is phenomenal. And so during your pro ball career, were you still in network marketing as well? Were you still doing that? And how, if so, how was it perceived by the other players if they even knew you were doing it?
Oh, so no, I was not. So When I got introduced to the network marketing, this is maybe 2002. I started playing ball in 2005. So I dabbled in it and I went to a few of the meetings and some trainings and I picked up on a lot of the information because it was very good information. It was very enlightening and insightful because I said, all of this makes perfect sense. Why are my college professors not teaching this? Because again, I had a business degree.
Yeah.
So that's what just got it in my mind. So then I started looking for the information outside of what I was getting in school. And that led me to just reading more books. So I've read a lot of books. So anything I could find on entrepreneurship, I started reading and absorbing and realizing, okay, I was taught one thing through the system, but these people are talking about a whole different thing, but nobody talks about this in the mainstream. So that's what had it in my mind. So I did not stay in network marketing. I probably dabbled in it for maybe a few months, maybe into my senior year of college. But then I dropped it, went and played basketball, started creating content online. And then I had some more dalliances with network marketing over the years. I met people who were in it and even bought some people's products and things like that. But I never built a business in network marketing to answer your question.
Okay. No, that's totally fine. And that's what my audience wants to know. So For you in all of these years of creating content and consuming personal development and human psychology content, what has been the biggest, I guess, mindset shift or game changer for you in all of these years? What stands out as a concept that was like, oh, this changed my life?
You mean when it comes to mindset or when it comes to business?
Let's start with mindset and then talk about the business part.
When it comes to mindsets, the biggest game changer for me was just realizing that, I think the biggest thing was just the money mindset. And also the mindset of just unlearning some of the things that you're taught and not even realizing that you were taught some things that are not serving you, but you believe them because you didn't know that there was another way of thinking, that there was an alternative way of thinking. So I think those are the biggest things, because my mother is in the education space. She works in education. And I appreciate that, because that's why I read so many books, because she had me reading and writing from a very young age. But when you come up through, especially in America, the education system that we have here, it teaches you one way and one way of thinking and one way of doing. Because the educational system in America was designed to create factory workers during the Industrial Revolution. And now that we're kind of out of the Industrial Revolution, now it's just more thought workers. But it's the same process, that we're just sending people to a different space just to do things with your brain instead of doing things with your hands. But there's a lot of things that they leave out, and there's a lot of, I wouldn't call it misinformation, but things that you need to unlearn if you're going to do anything other than what the system is designed to send you to. So if you're going to get into network marketing, there's a whole other sphere of learning that you have to do that you're not going to get from high school, college, or any university.
Ooh, okay. let's dive down the unlearning.
Sure.
Where was that? Do you recall where you first figured out the unlearning piece of on the path to success?
Sure. Well, the first piece was when I went to that first network marketing meeting.
But was there a particular book or was there a particular podcast that introduced you to the unlearning piece?
Absolutely. So as far as the concept of unlearning, I probably didn't start languaging it that way until, let's say, maybe 2018 or 2019.
Okay.
But the things that I was learning and I started to ask myself, why are they not teaching this? That's when I started to realize, okay, it's not that they're teaching you the wrong thing in school. It's just that they're leaving a whole lot of things out. Mm. That's what really started to make me think differently about things. So as far as the unlearning itself, that's really something that I started to come up with as I created so much content. So I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs. And as I transitioned from sports to entrepreneurship, what happened, Jenny, was that I got a lot of athletes who might not have had as long a career as I had, because athletic careers are very short. Like, yeah. 2-3 years is average. And a lot of athletes, they might only play high school or only play college. And then they realize, okay, this is the end of my athletic road, but I want to be an entrepreneur. So I would get a lot of athletes who come to me and say, Dre, I want to do something like what I see you doing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I would help them understand is that, okay, the knowledge that you got from going to school is not going to be enough to help you perform in this game. There are some things that you believe to be true that are just not going to serve you over here. Again, it's not that they're not true. It's mm-hmm. just that they're not going to serve you over here. So you need a whole other education outside of what you get from school. And this is why mindset is the foundation of what we do at Work On Your Game, because until somebody changes the way that they think, it doesn't matter if you tell them what to do. They're not going to do it because they don't have the mentality to do it. And the process for achievement in life is being, then doing, then having. And the challenge, Jenny, is a lot of people jump right into the doing without fixing the being, without fixing the mentality. It's like you're trying to plant a garden in bad soil. All right, the seeds is going to keep dying because you don't have the right soil. So we got to change the mindset first.
Oh my gosh. I already can feel all of the badass crew having a major shift. Like I they haven't even heard it yet. They're listening to it right now, but I can feel the ripples coming out from this one. This is so good. So good. Let's hop back to the money mindset that you talked about, because one of the things that I'm personally working on this year is money mindset, financial education of myself. Yeah. What for you was a shift in the money mindset that, you know, made you say that that was the first mindset shift that you had? So what do you recall what the first like light bulb moment was in your money mindset shift?
Yeah, well, the very, very first thing was, I'm referencing it again, was Robert Kiyosaki. So when I read Kiyosaki's book, the first few chapters of the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I'm guessing many of your audiences have read it. They haven't. They should.
Yep.
And he talks about how he had his biological dad worked in the educational system and he made a certain amount of money. But when they fired him from his job because they could replace him with someone cheap, he basically was in a bad space financially and he didn't have any other options. Whereas his best friend's dad, a.k.a. the rich dad, was a high school dropout or middle school dropout, and he owned businesses. And the rich dad would explain to young Robert and his best friend, two kids, hey, what we do when it comes to money is we acquire and create assets. And assets put money in our pocket without me personally having to do all the work. Whereas his poor dad, his biological dad, the only way he can make money was that he physically went to work. And if he wanted more money, he had to put in more time. Problem is, eventually you run out of time. You only got 24 hours in a day, or you run out of talent. There's only so much you can get paid based on this skill set that you have. And school puts you, it basically pigeonholes you into a certain skill set because that's what you went to school for. And therefore, you feel like you have to spend your whole life doing something in the thing you went to school for. And this is how people get stuck, because when you get to the bottom of the well of what that skill will pay, and you've given as much time as you possibly can, now your revenue is capped. Your income's capped. You can't make any more money. Right. Whereas if you know how to create and acquire assets, you can make as much money as you can create assets. And that's what the rich dad was doing. So when I read that, here's the thing that I understood, Jenny, was, okay, the way I was taught it was that you go to school, you get a degree, you get a good job, whatever that means, and you make money. So you just want to get as high a level of job as you can, because that's pretty much your ceiling. But when I understood what Robert Kiyosaki was explaining, I understood, okay, so if I can create an asset that is not Dre, I can make money 1, 2, 3, 20 different ways. And if I have 20 assets, I can make 20 money 20 different ways. It doesn't have to all be about me. So yes, I do believe I'm talented and I work hard and I'll show up early and stay late, but there's only so much I can get out of me. So how can I generate and create assets? So when the internet came around and I started, you know, creating content, and the content is always bringing new eyeballs to me, like this very show that we're doing right now, content for you is an asset for you. Then I can create courses and I create products. Those things can make me money over and over and over again. As they say, making money in your sleep. You can go to bed and wake up with more money than you had when you went to sleep, because you have an asset that is working for you. And the financial definition of an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. So the more assets you have, as long as you have a way of getting them to the people who want them, you can make money without you physically having to do so much of your own work. So that was the first insight. Now, I could not have explained that 20 years ago, but now I can explain it. So when I first read that, it planted the seed in my mind. Okay, I'm playing the game the wrong way. Now, I knew I was going to go be an athlete. Now, an athlete is the epitome of using yourself as an asset. It's ironic that I'm saying that, right? Because as an athlete, you only make money when you're playing. Right. But I understood, okay, athletics is not going to last forever. I'm still going to do it. But how do I figure out this asset thing? How can I create an asset? Because Kiyosaki was talking about, he was mostly talking about real estate. And I didn't want to go into real estate. But I was just thinking, how can I do this? And lo and behold, the internet, web 2.0, I guess, came around, social media, content, creating your own products, blogging, etc. And I jumped on that when it came around. And that's how I applied what Kiyosaki was talking about.
Right. Oh, no. And I think the piece that's standing out for me in that is the how can I, right? It's I can't do that, or I don't want to do that. So, for example, the real estate piece, can't do it, don't want to do it, whatever. But how can I still achieve the same outcome? Right. I think that for me is a key piece in this, is asking the question, how can I? Because then your brain will work through and figure that out, right? Going back to the human psychology, because your brain just keeps going through to figure that out. So in all of this time, you've been writing books, you've got a podcast with 2,700 episodes, and is it still going, still growing?
No, absolutely. I think we're at 2,800 now.
Oh, so wow. So there you go. Well, it's a daily podcast, is it? Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, when it's daily, it's going to grow pretty quickly. So that's phenomenal. True. Right.
Thank
so
you.
with all of that and the content creation, you've probably also then been scaling and adding people to your business, because it's probably not just you any longer, I would assume, at this point. Tell us about the scaling piece of your business and how you bring people on.
Sure. So right now I have there's only two entities other than me. So I have an executive assistant and have an audio team. So the audio team takes care of that show that you just talked about. So the editing, making sure it gets up on all the platforms, et cetera, on the website and all of that. And then my executive assistant handles outreach, anything we can do online. So outreach, emailing, follow-up, scheduling, calendar, and articles, getting those stuff up on the website, social media posting, all of those things. And the ultimate goal is really that I'm only focusing on doing my, what I call the money skills. And the money skills are speaking to people and audiences like this, talking to people one-on-one, such as a sales conversation or a coaching call, and writing. Those are my three best skills. So anytime I'm doing anything other than those three, then I'm scheming, Jenny, for who can take this job off my hands so I don't have to do it anymore. So I can focus on what I do best.
Yes, exactly. And that, I think, for those who are in direct sales and network marketing, especially as you move up the ladder, that's a piece that not everybody picks up on, is the how can I get the things off of my plate so that I can achieve the time freedom that I want? Because they're getting the financial freedom. They're making, you know, in the high five figures with a side gig, right? And I'm putting air quotes around that for those who are listening and not watching. You know, they're making high five figures, six figures, multi six figures. So they've obviously are working towards the financial freedom piece, but the time freedom comes when you can offload to somebody to do the thing that you don't love to do, right? And I think that's phenomenal. So now what I want to talk about are some of the books that you've got out there, specifically because I know that obviously the Badass Crew, that's what my audience has dubbed themselves, The Badass Crew are lifelong learners. They love learning. That's why they listen to the podcast. They want to learn more. They love the introduction to books. For people who are in this industry, of your 33 books, are there a couple that you can recommend that would be a good fit for network marketers?
Sure. So are we on video?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So number one would be this book right here called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. And the reason that I recommend this one, number one, is because this book is all about how to show up and give your best effort when you least feel like it. And when you're in sales, one of the things we understand about sales is we got to keep our pipelines full. We have to be continually prospecting and we got to pick up the phone, right? You got to pick up the phone and you got to make those calls, even when you don't feel like it, even when your last 10 calls didn't go so well, even when somebody on your team just dropped out, even when maybe you closed your last 10 sales and complacency starts to set in, right? So we have to continuously show up and deliver even when we don't feel like delivering. And that's what the third day is about. And this concept came from the sports world, because in sports, the same way. There are days we don't feel like practicing. There are times we have games we don't feel like playing. There are times you don't feel like doing another set in the gym in your training session. But you have to do it if you're going to be a pro, because the dictionary definition of professional, Jenny, is a person who does something as their main paid occupation. And we extend that definition over here at Work On Your Game to mean professional is a person who shows up and delivers every single time, regardless of how they're feeling. And that's what the third day is about. How do you show up and deliver, and how do you strategically and systematically show up and deliver? So this is not a motivational book. You may get motivated, but it's not designed to motivate you. It's designed to help you strategically and systematically develop a process for showing up, even on the days that you don't feel like showing up, because that's what's going to separate you from everybody else. So this book, The Third Day, is number one. And I give people a copy of this book for free, paperback version. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com.
Gosh, that's awesome. And so for those of you who are listening or watching right now, go to the show notes and click on thirddaybook.com and you can get a free copy of the book. Just cover shipping to get it to you. That is fantastic. Thank you. Very generous. Do you have any other of your books that you would specifically recommend for network marketers that they might look into after they get the third day?
Sure. Well, we got so many. And second of all, when you go get the third day as a sales funnel. So you go through the funnel, we're going to offer you more books right there on the spot. So
fantastic. Good. Right.
Nobody reads this one book anyway. That's what I always tell people. Who reads one book? Now, if you read, you read. So the next book I will offer will be The Mirror of Motivation. And Mirror of Motivation is the self-guide to self-discipline, as you can see the subtitle. And this book is just all about asking yourself the question, I referenced this earlier, who do I need to be? Because most people, Jenny, when they're trying to achieve a goal, the first thing they ask themselves is, what do I need to do? Right? They know what the goal is. That's the outcome. But you should have an outcome. Then they say, okay, what do I have to do? Because we understand you can't get something for nothing. You have to work if you want a goal, which is true. Challenge is many people jump into taking action without first fixing the mentality of the person. So you have to change the mentality first, the energy, the aura, the posture. When that changes, then you go do the same thing, you can get a completely different result. That's why we call this book The Mirror of Motivation, because this book is not about me motivating you. It's about you motivating yourself with the questions that I'm going to present to you. You're going to answer them, and that's going to change the way that you're thinking. Once your thinking changes, then your actions, same actions you took yesterday, will produce a completely different result because your energy has changed. And energy is 85% of the job in life. So that's what this book is about. It's changing the energy, changing your inner game, which then changes your outer game, which then changes your outcomes.
Ah, love that. All right. Well, I think that right there just totally, I think, at least for me, obviously the universe told me I needed to hear this right now. And those who are listening, obviously you needed to hear this right now because you're listening. So the universe said there's something in this that you needed to hear. So if you're feeling called out, you're feeling seen, you're feeling like, oh, that's what I needed. Good, because that's what was supposed to happen. So, great. This has been phenomenal. I so appreciate you reaching out to be on the show because this is exactly what I needed right now. For those who are listening and they want to reach out to you and they want to learn more outside of, you know, getting the book, which of course I highly recommend doing because I'm also a lifelong learner, lifelong reader. How can they get a hold of you? What is your preferred method for someone to reach out to you?
Well, I'm on all the social media platforms. I'm probably most active on, actually I'm equally active on all of them, but probably I use the most Instagram because I use the stories function. So Instagram is just my name, @DreBaldwin. But I'm on every platform. I'm public on all of them. So you can see everything that we publish. We publish in 7 to 10 times a day on every platform. So we're very active. Wow. As far as outside of social media, Work On Your Game University is the place that we're focused right now. That's where we do all of our coaching, consulting, et cetera. So that's just workonyourgameuniversity.com. And then if you get any one of these books, mirrorofmotivation.com is where you can get this one. But it's all part of the funnel. So if you get one book, we're going to offer you 15 before you get out of the funnel. So once you get in there, you'll be on my email list. And from there, you'll be hearing from me a lot. Not really
a lot. That's good, because if somebody feels driven to reach out to you based on what they heard from you today, that's exactly why I do the show. That's why I want this, is I want to be the conduit through which people can find the person that they need to hear from in order to build and grow and become, as you were talking about, the person they need to be successful. So I so appreciate you being here today, Dre. Thank you so very much. And badass crew, you know how this goes. If you're interested in getting the third day book, then you're going to go to the show notes. Now, if this is your first time listening and you have no idea what the show notes are, grab your phone, as long as you're not driving, click on today's episode, scroll down under Dre's picture, and you will see the link for the thirddaybook.com to go grab your copy. And badass crew, you know, stay tuned, because there's a badass episode on its way.
Thanks for listening to the Badass Direct Sales Mastery Podcast with your direct sales dom, Jenny Bellinger. Why are you waiting to go to badassdirectsalesmastery.com? Don't make the dom get her whip. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it with another rock star that you know in direct sales after you subscribe to the podcast, so you won't miss any future episodes. You can also check out the show notes for links and any contact information mentioned in today's episode. We'll see you next time.